Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Donald Trump is considering sanctions on Russia.
The president says he's strongly considering new pressure given Russia is, quote, absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. His social media post comes days after he ordered the U.S. to pause military aid and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. Asked if Vladimir Putin's taking advantage of the lull.
I actually think he's doing what anybody else would do.
The president again questioned whether Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky is committed to a deal for ending the war. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A Russian strike on a town in Ukraine's embattled Donetsk region has killed at least 11 people as a wave of heavy aerial attacks continued into the second night following a U.S. decision to stop sharing satellite images with Ukraine. 30 people were also injured in multiple strikes late Friday that damaged 8 apartment blocks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the attack a vile and inhumane intimidation tactic to which the Russians often resort. Yemen's Houthis have issued a warning to Israel, with the Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi saying, "We declare to the whole world that we will give a 4-day ultimatum, this ultimatum period for the mediators in their efforts. If the Israeli enemy continues after the 4 days to prevent the entry of aid into the Gaza Strip and continues the complete closure of the crossings and the prevention of the entry of food and medicine into the Gaza Strip, then we will return to resuming our naval operations against the Israeli enemy." The Iran-aligned movement has staged more than 100 attacks on shipping since November of 2023, saying they were in solidarity with the Palestinians over Israel's war with the U.S.-designated terror group Hamas in Gaza, and the assaults tailed off in January.